latest team news from clubcall.com.
These latest Manchester City headlines. We'll start with news on the future of a couple of players at the Etihad, Pablo Zabaleta and Yaya Toure. Zabaleta first. He could still quit City this summer, despite new boss Pep Guardiola advising that he wants him to stay. The Argentina right-back appeared to be heading for the exit door this summer, and Italian giants Inter Milan are keen on him. But the 31-year-old defender, who was struggling with injuries last season, has been told, apparently, by Pep that he wants him to remain part of his City squad. Zabaleta has been at the club since 2008, but has dropped behind Bakary Sangne as first-choice fullback. His agent, though, Federico Pastorello, has been quoted as saying, "Guardiola has confirmed at Manchester City, and it is therefore difficult for Zabaleta to move. However, we will continue to evaluate various opportunities." Inter, meanwhile, are finally set to launch their bid for his teammate Toure. The Italians have concluded the sale of the club to the Chinese retail group Suning, who now have the funds, it's thought, to invest in the 33-year-old midfielder and a host of other big names. Suning chairman Zhang Jindong has been quoted as saying, "Suning's capital investment and abundant resources will enable Inter to return to its glory days and become a strong property to able to attract top stars from across the globe." It's thought that Yaya Toure is one of their major summer targets. City goalkeeper Joe Hart is preparing for England's Euro 2016 opener against Russia then on Saturday. And the goalkeeper says that England must prove that they can, once and for all, prove themselves at an international summer football tournament. So much disappointment usually associated with England. He said, "We are going to have to prove that there is something different. It's all very well me thinking it. I believe in every team that I'm part of. But it's down to us to prove it on the pitch that there is something different this year," he said. Just one other line ahead of the England game. It's thought that Raheem Sterling, the City winger, will start against Russia in England's Group B opener in Marseille. Boss Roy Hodgson, according to widespread reports, has decided to give the City man the start against the Russians.